baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Hey, we heard you're having a really rough time of things this year.
Yeah, and we can't have that. It's Christmas.
Psst. What if they don't celebrate Christmas?
Oh well, she can at least let loose a little bit. It's been such a shit year.
Oh my gumdrop buttons, don't swear.
Yes, it really has, and we're here to make sure that the end of your 2020 is not so shit. That's why we were given special permission from the big man himself to come give you a bit of Christmas cheer.
Oh, even if that's not what you celebrate.
Exactly.
Just so you know, though, Santa is totally real.
It's true. What? You don't believe us? Well, that's okay.
Santa and the High Order of Elves have decided to suspend the normal legalities just for this year. That means even if you don't believe, but you've been really good,
you're still eligible for a present. Isn't that fantastic?
And according to the nice list, you've been a very good girl. Helping people where you can, and still trying to take care of yourself? That wasn't an easy thing to do this year.
But hey, we've almost made it to the end of 2020.
Now, I see that you haven't written any letters to Santa in... Oh! Quite some time now. Lots of adults don't anymore. It's very odd.
Long story short, because you hadn't written in a while, it did take us a bit longer to figure out what you might like as a gift. So we went ahead and did some digging on your social media accounts, and...
We noticed a pattern. There was a ton of porn, and we found that you really like being tied up.
Oh, hey, don't worry about it. We're not judging. You can be a perv and still be a good girl.
Oh, absolutely. So listen, all three of us are taking this assignment very seriously. Santa said to spread Christmas cheer by any means necessary, and that's what we intend to do.
Although, he didn't exactly say that fucking was on the table. On second thought, I'm not really sure we should-
What the big boss doesn't know won't hurt him. On the other hand, we have this cutie right in front of us, and it's our job to make them happy. Besides, aren't you super pent up? Don't you just want to fuck something?
Yeah, I guess. And I bet a lot of other elves might do this for their assigned humans, too. After all, sometimes the only thing someone needs to feel better is a good fucking.
Look, maybe we're not supposed to do this kind of stuff, but we're so fucking horny, and Santa will probably never allow us to make field trips like this into the human world again. Just look at Snakey, standing there with her big soulful eyes and those cute candy cane stockings. She's never been with a human before, you know, and definitely not a cute girl like you. And B, she's a bit of a rule follower, but I bet if you ate her out, she'd love to give you a special Christmas treat.
I could be persuaded.
And Zinli was the one who planned this whole trip for us. She even came up with an excuse to have all three of us come out here to see you. What was it you said again, Zen?
She said your dog just died and you needed three sets of hands to wrap a new Great Dane in a box and carry it to your house.
Well, hey, it worked. They bought it, didn't they? And now we're all here, ready to give you your real present. So why don't you start with Snakey?
Yay, I want to sit on her face first.
Good idea. You can enjoy Snakey's little pussy while we get you all tied up.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm so fucking ready for this. Oh. Your tongue is so warm. I love that you dove straight in. Makes me want to fuck you even more.
Hey, Bee, can you hold her wrist for a second so I can get them wrapped nice and tight in this red ribbon I brought?
On it. Oh, yes. Oh, you're such a nice girl.
Okay, now let's make sure her thighs are spread wide. We both need to have access to all of her.
Yeah.
Now, let's just use a little bit of elf magic to teleport these pesky human clothes away.
Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and all of his carpenter friends, look at those gorgeous thighs.
Oh, I am so glad I lied to the elf council. Otherwise, we would never have gotten to see these amazing tits.
Trust me, I'm just as happy about it. Well, you know, it would be a shame not to use this perfectly wet pussy.
Already one step ahead of you. You go for the nips and I'll go down.
Sounds good.
I can feel you slowing tongue down. Just because they're both driving you wild with their cute little mouth doesn't mean that your duties as my clit licker have ceased. How about I just grab a fistful of your hair and grind my tight little ass on your tongue? That's it. What a good girl.
Oh, your pussy tastes so good. And maybe you'll feel a little tingle from our minty lip gloss.
You gotta taste her breasts. She's so sensitive.
Switch?
Let's switch.
Stick your tongue in deeper. I'm coming. I'm coming. Good girl.
No wonder she's on the nice list. She just took such good care of you, Snakey.
Yeah, she did. Oh, my snickerdoodles, that was amazing. Now I need to take care of her. Bee, get up on her face while Zinli and I show her why having smaller arms can be a Christmas miracle.
Okay.
I'm gonna enjoy this. Do you like the idea of having another little helper smother you? Yeah? Good girl. Oh, fuck that tongue.
Just relax. I'm gonna spread you just a bit. And Snakey's gonna show you just how good a little elf arm can feel.
Just breathe deeply. We've got you, sugar.
Okay, I'm gonna spread her little pussy for you. Oh my god. Look how wet she is already.
Oh, she is so ready for some holiday stuffing.
That's it. Now you've gotten yourself all looped up on her delicious juices. You can start pushing inside of her.
There we go. Just like that.
You're doing so good.
Oh, you can do this.
I know you can. Remember, you're gonna feel so good when she's all the way inside. There, you took her whole arm.
Oh, this feels so warm and tight. I'm getting all turned on again.
Psst, don't forget, you're here to make her feel good. Start moving and I'll use my cunning little tongue on her swollen clit.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, B, you good?
Fuck yes. I love riding her.
Okay. Keep thrusting inside her. Don't forget about that G-spot.
Ooh, she likes it.
How can you tell?
She's clenching so hard, and I feel her body starting to tighten up. Keep licking her.
Can do.
She felt that, all right.
You're driving her wild, Snakey. You're gonna win Elf of the Year.
Yes. And she still wants more. She loves having me so deep inside her. You don't mind if I get myself off too, do you, sugar?
I'm so wet. And I think she's close.
I bet. You've never been this full before, have you?
That's it, girls. Show her how much you love making her happy. Oh, hey, hi. Why are you putting your hand on my thigh? Oh, your fingers feel really good.
You're not getting away that easily. If we're coming,
you're coming too.
Hey, I've never been fingered before, and... Oh my god, your finger inside me. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, I've never felt this before. Your finger ramming inside my cunt. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Your fucking fingers, please. Keep going. Oh my god, that feels so good. Please keep going. Keep going. Oh my sweet sugar plum fairies, just stretching me out like goo warm peppermint taffy.
Guys, if she keeps licking me like this, I'm gonna see the Star of Bethlehem.
I feel her body tempting. She's ready to come.
Yes.
Oh, you said it.
That was so good. But I don't like this.
You can't possibly regret doing this. You've left your creamy frosting all over their faces.
No, not that. I loved that. I mean, the part where we leave and, you know, never see them again.
Oh, yeah? That does kind of suck.
There's nothing we can do, though. At least all four of us will have these really nice memories, right?
I guess. But what if we snuck back and visited them again?
You're the one who's all about the rules, and that breaks, like, all of them.
Well, I don't know. I heard a rumor that the big man was going to start letting us elves do a lot more stuff outside of the North Pole from now on. There are so many people that even he's having trouble getting to all of them. Maybe we could, you know, take a little bit of time for ourselves.
Oh, that's a good idea. Even if it's a year from now, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah. Oh, we'll find them again, and maybe we can try something a little bit kinkier next time.
So remember, be good this year too. And then we'll come find you again and give you another Christmas treat that you'll never forget.